Acupuncture has been used as a medical treatment for thousands of years, but Western medicine has been slow to adopt the practice, in part because no one could explain how it worked. One theory was that sticking needles into certain points on the body stimulated the central nervous system to release natural pain-killing endorphins in the brain. But Dr. Maiken Nittergaard, a neuroscientist at the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York, saw a problem with that explanation.
If you have pain in the leg or in the arm, you give the acupuncture close to where you have the pain. So a central mechanism can't explain that, because that wouldn't matter where you give the acupuncture. So we felt there has to be a local mechanism, and that's why we looked into adenosine.
Adenosine is a natural painkiller in our cells, which works like a local anesthetic. It's released after an injury and inhibits nerve signals, so the brain never receives the painful message. Nittergaard explains that an acupuncture needle starts that process.
In the cells, the muscle cell and the skin cell, they contain adenosine, but normally they don't release it. But the needle is obviously, you can look at it as a small injury. It's not really painful, but it still injures many cells. As soon as adenosine is released, it's very potent. So even just if a few cells damage, it would give rise to a fairly substantial amount of adenosine release and reduction of pain.
Acupuncture's effectiveness as a painkiller has sometimes been attributed to the placebo effect. Patients with chronic pain expect the procedure to work, so they feel better after a treatment, even if their pain is not actually less. Nittergaard and her team worked with mice, who, she points out, have no expectations. So their data has not been compromised by the placebo effect. The mice had discomfort in one paw. The researchers measured the level of pain before and after an acupuncture treatment by touching the paw with a filament and measuring the difference in reaction time. Nittergaard says understanding the biological basis of acupuncture's effects can lead to improved results.
Chronic pain is a big issue for patients. We don't have very good painkillers for a very large number of patients, and they very often get acupuncture treatment, but it lasts fairly short. So knowing that adenosine is at least one of the mediators of the painkilling effect of acupuncture, you can go in and simply slow the removal of adenosine, and thereby the pain-killing effect of acupuncture would last longer.
More than three times longer, Nittergaard found. She says participants at the Purines 2010 scientific meeting in Barcelona, where she presented her team's results, were excited about the findings.
I think for the field itself, it's very easy to accept, because the different steps in the pathway have all been described before. It's always been known that small injury give rise to adenosine release, and it's also been known that adenosine is a painkiller. We just put it together that acupuncture also is injury, and you get adenosine release.
Dr. Nittergaard says she's also excited because the drug they use to slow the removal of adenosine, a cancer medication called deoxycofamycin, is already approved by the U.S. government, so human trials may begin soon. And that's today's Health Brief. I'm Steve Barragona.